Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Well, I want to associate myself with all my colleagues, both at MSNBC and at NBC News, who have voiced loud and principled objections to our company putting on the payroll someone who hasn't just attacked us as journalists, but someone who is part of an ongoing project to get rid of our system of government. Someone who still is trying to convince Americans that this election stuff, it doesn't really work. That this last election, it wasn't a real result. That American elections are fraudulent.
Thank God yesterday was Monday. Thank you, Dr. Maddow. And all of, I got to say, a lot of all of our beloveds across MSNBC were great. Starting with Morning Joe, right? Right to Nicole Wallace, who, you know, made a great point about, like, I'm a former Republican that made a career here. So it's not about left or right or disopinions. They were just all great. Joy was great through Lawrence. I saw Stephanie Ruhle. But yeah, I hope what Rachel said, that she basically just put it out there. She shouldn't be at NBC News either. And I hope they change their mind.
Yeah.
Because it's just, of course they got a huge blowback. Ronald McDaniel has specifically attacked MSNBC and their anchors in the past. So it's not just, also she was involved in a crime trying to overthrow the United States government. But, you know, it just the whole thing, like, it was so predictable, particularly at MSNBC. But Rachel was absolutely right. There's no way she should be on the payroll at any news organization, including NBC.
Well, that, and she was a bad RNC leader.
Yeah. That's what I mean. What they're going to ask her take on the elections.
Right.
She's lost every single election.
Exactly.
As has Trump. Someone was saying, by the way, that's what they think the Trump thing is, that there's nostalgia for 2016 because that's the last time they won anything.
Yeah.
They've lost everything with him and with her. So you're going to ask her opinion on how you win elections?
You know, ideology aside, she was a bad hire because she was a bad RNC
leader. I always say to
Michael, but Lara will beat her on that.
That's true. That's true. Low bar. But I always say that to Michael Steele when he's on. Is I hated him when he was chair because he was good.
He was good at his job.
Right.
He kicked our ass in a couple of elections.
Reince Priebus was good.
And,
I mean, Michael Steele did the autopsy. Like, that's back when Republicans actually cared what voters think and what issues actually might work for people.
Right. And he's still a Republican, but he was a good hire because he was good at his job.
Exactly.
He knows how to get things done inside the Republican
Party.
And
raise money.
Yes.
And he's really good on TV.
Yes.
And he's funny and he's pretty. Even though he's wrong about most everything. You know what it
Except
is, Chris?
You. He's right about you.
He's a scorpion, Stephanie.
Yes. And you're the frog.
I got practice on you, Chris, because I love you with the heat of a thousand white hot suns, although you are wrong about everything. So that was my training for loving Michael Steele.
I see. Because he's wrong about everything?
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's so sad when Chris sends me a one, like, look at this tiny little pathetic one email of support. He's like, look.
Printed it and everything.
You know what? That should be, because Chris was right. Subject lines are so very rare.
Should we frame it?
Someone sent me a whole bunch of headlines. Here's from when Chris starts to buzzkill today. Oh, this is from Kelly. Well, Kelly's obviously joined you in your wrongness, so okay. At least you're not alone.
All right.
I know it's less common than a blue moon, but Mama Chris was right. The Putin mask was ridiculous and not needed. Mm-hmm. I have to be Team Chris on this one. Don't worry. I'm sure this will be overshadowed very soon by his imminent wrongness. Love you, but thank you, Kelly, for at least acknowledging that. Hello, moon, seventh house, whatever. Jupiter's aligned with Mars.
Moskowitz wearing that mask was dumb.
It was fantastic. And by the way, did you see Frank Luntz, you know, the latest Biden-Harris thing? They're like, oh, so much for when they go low, we go high. Really? Do you really think you can run against Trump and these ridiculous Republicans by going high? No. Sorry, we go to the basement and talk. That's what we do.
Frank Luntz looks like he smells.
Yeah. You mentioned that yesterday,
yeah, mentioned
and
that
I have to say is one thing that you seem right about. Too bad there's not Scratch and Stiff
right.
Zoom, because we'd invite him on just for that. Yeah. I'd be like, ooh, Chris, you were right. What is that, old socks?
He looks like he smells of old socks.
Yeah, yes, that's what I mean. It's something very specific.
Yeah.
Moldy socks, something. Like he never washes his gym socks.
I know what he used
to never
I feel like
hair.
He's an elliptical guy, and he just has been wearing the same socks on the elliptical for, you know.
Sure it's not just for another reason?
Stephanie, it doesn't look like he's exercised a day in his life.
All right. Something else musty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Socks are used for a bunch of things with men.
Drift Glass tweets, up next week on Meet the Press, Kristen Walker interviews COVID-19 to find out what's next for this famous influencer.
That's funny.
That's funny.
That's a funny meme about all the people we're interviewing now, just to, you know, see that's what funny. They're thinking about. What you doing?
What
anyway.
Makes you tick?
What yucks your yum? All right. But I have to say, Rachel's so brilliant. I mean, obviously, everybody I thought was great and put their own stamp on this. But, you know, people are waiting for Rachel because she's just, you know, she's Rachel. And I feel like she just put it in such a larger context. Oh, Charlie Pierce says, I think the drinking game should be whenever she mentions Father Coughlin, drink. But
it's funny.
Puts it in historical perspective that is really important. Uh-huh. Let's hear some more. Let's go to school.
We have a long history in this country of forgettable men telling us that we need a new system of government where everything's under their control and politics is over. And this new strongman way of government is gonna make America great again. We have had a lot of these guys, but our generation's version of this guy has gotten a lot farther than all the rest of them. And why is that? He would have been as forgotten as all the rest of them had he not been able to attach himself to an institution like the Republican Party.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. That's what I keep saying, that it's probably her dad told her I said that. Hi, Bob. It's not just him. It's the whole party. That's exactly what the founders didn't envision. One more.
It's my understanding that MSNBC's leadership did not object to Ronna McDaniel being hired by NBC News when the matter first arose. But when the hiring was announced, and MSNBC staff essentially unanimously and instantly expressed outrage, our leadership at MSNBC heard us, understood, and adjusted course. We were told this weekend in clear terms, Ronna McDaniel will not be on our air. Ronna McDaniel will not be on MSNBC.
Amen.
I'm going to guess it was Lawrence O'Donnell that put it over the top.
Probably.
I think the volume of the Boston accent, if you've ever made Lawrence mad. It's terrifying.
Don't make him mad.
No. Don't make daddy mad.
Don't make daddy mad. Boston daddy mad.
Do not do that.
Okay.
The fact that Ms. McDaniel is on the payroll at NBC News, to me, that is inexplicable. I mean, you wouldn't hire a wise guy. You wouldn't hire a made man like a mobster to work at a DA's office. Right? You wouldn't hire a pickpocket to work as a TSA screener. And so I find the decision to put her on the payroll inexplicable. And I hope they will reverse their decision.
Hear. Good for her. Joe Scarborough started it, the fray yesterday morning, saying we weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected for several reasons. We hope NBC will reconsider its decision. It goes without saying she will not be a guest on Morning Joe in any capacity as a paid contributor. Did you ever think I'd be quoting Chuck Todd?
Chuck Todd.
We may have to play the dance mix again. I don't know what's happened.
It's screwed up.
It's weird. Go.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But just his point about access journalism that, you know, most people don't say out loud. Like, yeah, we have to be able to get people on, and we can't ask, you know, hard questions or follow-up questions. But it's reported that McDaniel likely secured the gig after she helped the network land a Republican presidential debate. And it's just like, oh, okay, so let's just trade free and fair elections for, you know, access. And I'm like, a Republican, aren't there? They didn't even have any Republican debates.
I think part of the reason.
Oh, so without, what do you call it, Mango Mussolini.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think part of the reason that there was pushback from Welker and Chuck Todd was because access doesn't matter for her anymore, so they could push back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have pushed back on her.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, Jody's the smartest.
Wow, Jody, you thought this through.
Hey, everybody let's dance. Thank you. Okay. And let's, you know what, as another layer of fun, let's remember how we got this soundbite, because Larry called Dana Perino Chuck Todd. Mm-hmm. Not even the entire.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was too drunk to say Todd.
Right.
But he did get Chuck Todd
right
out. But he was talking to Dana Perino. Because I think he was like 8 mimosas in at that point.
Oh, he had to have been. 2 or 3 bottles of champagne and very little orange juice.
All right. So Tristan Snell.
Greenland is a strategic place up there, and they got a lot of valuable minerals. I don't want to predict an outcome. I'm just saying the president, who knows a thing or two about buying real estate.
Okay. All right, so Tristan Snell could not join us yesterday because he was on MSNBC being mad about this. Ah, why does Trump get different? Okay, but yesterday was a big loss. We've got a trial starting. A big loss for Trump, and the trial is starting April 15th.
Yep.